better than your own experience. Is the silence is always inviting us, but who is it to listen? We're too busy to listen, and we're too busy searching for the silence. Most of our life is searching for a silence, and the silence is more available than anything we can search for.
So does some help if the person is in a place where automatically, just by the fact that the place is quiet, say by the lake or in a mountain, would that help or not necessarily?
No, in the beginning you want to go someplace that is inducive to what you're doing. Absolutely. Mm. Once you become a tree, then you can give shades to the others. Now, I like to explain, when I was given this to the second tonight's meditation, I encounter people that are very much having time of their life to let go and to be okay with that letting go. Before we were born, as I became aware that this promise was in the bosom of every being. If you don't take thought, you see me and I take care. That's the I talking. But we became deaf because all our inner ears closed up by the noise that she heard outside. All our inner vision closed up, and these two opened by the scenery and attraction we were watching. So we are going back to before we became aware of this body and the noises. We're going back to that promise. Jesus did not take thoughts. People that are self-realized, they don't take thoughts. Why? Because it's spontaneously the perfection does perfection. So when we do this meditation, we are renewing that promise. We're becoming aware of that promise. Do not need to be anxious. And what happens is eliminates thoughts after a while. Because as soon as the thoughts come, did I turn off the stove? Should I do this? You become aware of that promise. Now, I'm not saying something that is man-made to make you relax or give you some inspirational that will fade away after 2 days. This is actually the truth. If it wasn't the truth, those that have accomplished would take thoughts. They don't. Because the doing will do is doing if we just stay in our being. And so this really helps. When you realize that this promise was given to you, all you have to do is mind your business, which is that silence. And then whatever needs to be provided in our life, as it happened to Shaheen John, it will come. We don't know where from. We don't take thoughts for supply anymore. The supply will be given. But this is not something that can be accomplished without owning it, you know. And the beauty and the reality and the good news about it is more real than anything we see. So when you make this promise, when you become aware of that very first promise before we even knew we were human being, we release ourselves of anxious thoughts, the past and the future, and we live by grace. Or by that existence that who we really are.
Any question? In the meditation, do you also concentrate on
the just silence. Just minding your own business. Trust meditation.
The trust meditation.
And I call it meditation, is really being aware of truth. That's all it is, being aware of truth. And not every one meditation or that type of thing is fit for everybody. And the light meditation is very much for the heart. It's also, we imagine it, but it's there. The reason we imagine first is because we are not able to be aware of it any other way. So it's not like a beggar going in the street and saying, I'm a king, and everybody says, ha ha ha, you're a fool. When we say we are the light, or the light is in us, and we look at, that's who we are, you know? So that makes it effective. That's why it makes it effective, because it's not imagination, it's going back to where we started from before we realized we were mind and body in a falsehood.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
What you just said is so profound to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unbelievable. That it just amazes me how it's possible, or is it possible for somebody to be so, for heart and mind, for heart, for people, some people, their heart to be so silent and so there, and the mind be so
Yes, because of the all is depend on the identification. The more you identify with your mind, the more you are in the activity of the mind, in the battlefield of the mind. The more you concentrate on the heart, the center of your being, the more tranquil. And there is a choice here, but not everybody choose the right choice because the awakening has not ripened yet. So you can't force a half asleep to wake up. You can wake somebody that is a deep sleep, just like that.
But it's possible for that awakening to have occurred, but not knowing the technical method of getting there. And I think you, as a person, for me personally, because everything you talked about in the class that we go, that we've been going to for 2 years, and what you say makes so much sense for me.
Yeah. Yes.
But I've never been able to verbalize it, first of all. I mean, what you say, it's something that I feel like I've always known.
Yes.
However, I've never known a method of silencing that.
That's right.
And now I'm upset because you've opened the way to a technique, and I feel like, how are we going to continue this path?
Okay. This is
we talk about it all the time. I mean, usually I don't have that, you know, I don't find that many questions, because a lot of things kind of makes sense to me, and there's not that many questions that arise. For some of us, there's always questions. I'm one of those people that I don't really have much to say, because a lot of it makes sense to me. But I've never known a method of bringing this silence,
because
make it, you know,
that's right. Because all my life I wanted to make my own fishes and loaves. Not too many people want to go through the ordain to make fishes and loaves. They want to talk about fishes and loaves. They want to ask for fishes and loaves. But they don't want to know how to make fishes and loaves. Very rarely, I'm saying that very egolessly, because I really am nobody. And it's my pleasure to be among you, because anyway. But the truth is here and now, and is simple, and is yours, and is to eternity yours, not just this moment. So your question, how to keep that going, how could you not keep it going? That's who you are. It is so accessible, it is so real, that every time you choose, you are there. Is the most permanent thing that you could ever have. Fear nothing. You don't have to fear losing it. Just be happy that you're losing the nonsense. And why we meet here and now? Because you desired it. You created this meeting. Whoever desire that made this meeting.
For some reason they hurt me for 2 months. And one day by accident I went to a friend's house, and she said, at 5 o'clock she said, I'm sorry, I have to go from there, and I have a wear, and she said, in a meditation class, I said, can you take your friend Yes, she said, yes, that's how it started going to that fact, which was a combination of you and I learned the Reiki. And the amazing part in that class was that Mama called me and said, dinner. I missed you in the class so much today because we were talking about chanting today and how to let go. And exactly at that time, we were talking about Shahi, this right there. And in this class, we forgot Hashem. He talks, or he always says everything in poetry. I said, we forgot, there was a gentleman. Every assignment in that class, he said, it was just, I spent the class, I missed so much, and I thought, I'm going to just miss this class only once, maybe twice. And then I hear you back. But he was there. You know, I had everything there. And the teacher was there. And she was there. And he shared everything with her. And I was listening to everything that I was supposed to hear.
This is what I'm talking to you. When you are searching for the truth, your desire would manifest wherever you need to go. Never take thoughts. Never feel like you have to do something to get it. It is the most visible thing when one relaxes in one's being, like tonight, in one's quietness. And this promise, really, we all should remember daily. This promise keeps us from being like a rat in a cage. Just keep going around that wheel. So thank you for sharing that. That only shows the perfection of our desire for freedom, for truth, for God.
And then you see, I think everybody was so beautiful in Iran that, you know, when you walk in the street, everything is falling on you.
Yes. Yes.
What is that? You said truth is omnipresent.
Yes, omnipresent, but it's useless to the one that does not see it. How was it for you, Shahin John? Okay, you don't need to even bother. Even don't even bother. Who needs to know that?
Just like you said, this is not a chance that this group has come together.
There is never a chance when there is no one can make it to a meeting that the truth is spoken unless it's their turn. No one can. I say it out of experience because I have been in a places where people, the truth was spoken and people were the next door, they didn't make it, and some people from across the world made it. The ones that promised they're going to make it, they couldn't make it. The ones that were just doubting about it, should I not, they were forced right into the meeting place. Because the simplicity is beyond the mind's comprehension. So any time that the mind thinks that you have a lack or need to search or do something, do not believe it. Just don't believe it. And we have to realize the only truth is what is happened.
What is the big